people that do make money in TV are people that make, that develop a deal with the TV show when they're on, and they say, I want to make money, residuals, after the show goes off the air. Like,
right.
Seinfeld. He just makes just a ton of money, and he's not even, he hasn't been on that show since the 90s.
Right. Good point.
So there are people, how much are they making, these people are, how much are these celebrities making even though they're not working? So like Ted Danson, how much does he make off of Cheers today?
Well, here's the thing. The residuals from the 90s are not what they'd be today. The contracts, that's one of the big complaints I keep hearing actors talk about, mm-hmm. is that the contracts they have now are very different than the contracts they had. Like Johnny Galecki is a good example. The residual money he makes from Big Bang Theory is completely different than the residual money he made from Roseanne. And not because he wasn't a star on it, because eventually he was one of the main players. It's because that just, it was the 90s. They didn't pay a lot back then.
But Ted Danson, the show went off the air in 1993. He's making $5 million a year off of that show.
Get out!
So it depends on the deal that you cut, what kind of agent you had.
Wow.
At that time, they can see that far ahead and they say, no, we want to make money off the back end. Bob Saget, how much is he making off Full House?
He's probably making a lot because he was the only star. He was the only person who was actually famous going into it. The mm-hmm. other people became, maybe John Stamos was kind of known because he was Blackie from General Hospital. But aside from that, he's the main guy. So he's probably making.
He didn't have a good agent.
Oh, he didn't?
He's making between $2 and $2,000
no!
a year.
Get off out! Of
that. He had no back end on that.
Oh, I'm shocked to hear that.
Yeah. David Caruso, how much is he making off CSI Miami?
Nothing.
$100,000 a year.
I'm surprised he's making that much. Remember, he left to go have a film career. Then we never heard from him again. He fell into a black hole.
Ray Romano, show went off the air in 2005. Ray's still making $18 million a year.
I was going to say, Ray Romano was a smart business guy. Yeah, I'm sure that he's making money. And remember, afterwards, he went on, he did Get Shorty. He mm-hmm. did Parenthood. Ray Romano keeps working.
He doesn't need to. He's making $18 million a year.
I know, but he's beloved. People love working with him.
Alan Alda actually signed a good deal with MASH. Went off the air in 1983, still making $1 million a year.
Oh, right. MASH is on what's that channel with all the old shows on
it? Oh, yeah. It's one
like
of those.
Me TV. I think it's called Me TV.
Yeah, one of those. Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff. He's still making $4 million a year off Baywatch.
Oh, Baywatch. I thought you were going to tell me the car, the kid
show. Yeah, Knight Rider. I wonder how much he's making off of that. Betty White, still bringing in $3 million a year from the Golden Girls.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, look, at least she's getting paid something.
Yeah, Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, $10 million a year he's making off of that.
Well, again, But that's more recent. He knew to make that deal.
Mm-hmm.
His agents knew to make that deal, I should say.
You know, like David Schwimmer, well, all of them from Friends making the same money, which is $20 million a year. That's what they're making every single year.
They're still making $20 million a year.
Off of that show that went off the air in 2004.
I got to get my mind around that. Oh, by the way, remember you were telling me the other night that you were really concerned about Matthew Perry because he and his girlfriend broke up? That's because he's banging his assistant.
It's not good.
All right.
Ed O'Neill from Married with Children. So that went off the air in 97.
Yeah.
Is he making money off of that? Yeah. $10 million a year off of Married with Children.
Plus, he has the Modern Family money.
He's got Modern Family money.
Wow.
So, David Hyde Pierce.
From Frasier.
$40 million total is what he's made. He's made $40 million total since 1993.
Playing Niles, playing the brother.
Right.
Wow.
Maureen McCormick. How much is she making off Brady Bunch?
Bupkis.
0.0.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
No money.
She was not the star. She was very unknown. Florence Henderson probably makes a little bit of money.
How much is Seinfeld making?
It's got to be in the double digits of millions.
$110 million a year.
$110 million a year? A year?
A year.
How is that possible? How is that show still raking in that kind of money, though?
I don't know. I mean, it's got to have some type of deal
syndication.
With syndication. Yeah. Well, it's syndication, but I wonder how much Netflix or whatever service, I think they're on Netflix, pays them to be on there. It's got to be huge money.
I don't think Seinfeld is on Netflix.
It's on one of the services.
Wait a second. Oh, okay. That's probably, well, hang on a second. Is that his yearly salary? Because remember, he also has the net. Okay, that's different. That's not just his Seinfeld money.
That's Seinfeld money. That's from the TV show Seinfeld, 9 seasons, ended in 1998. He makes $110 million a year off of Seinfeld.
I'm speechless. I can't imagine how much money that show makes. It has to make 3 times that.
He made $1 million per episode in the last season, which is nothing compared to what he's making now.
Right. That's ridiculous. Wow.
Dr. Phil, he makes $10 million total. So it's still going on, but he's made $10 million off of the show.
Wow.
We don't know how much Christina Applegate is making. Kelsey Grammer, what is he getting off of Frasier? Not Cheers, but Frasier.
Well, Kelsey Grammer is very interesting because I think he's the only person, he is known to be the only person that was able to parlay one role in a major TV show into another and a show that was equally as successful, won as many Emmys, et cetera, et cetera. So he has got to be making double-digit millions.
13 million.
That makes sense.
Lucille Ball, how much is her estate getting a year from I Love Lucy?
I think she was a good businesswoman. I think she's sort of known as somebody that was one of the first women who actually had a contract where she was making more than the man.
Final air date was 1957. Her estate gets $17 million a year.
Wow, that's amazing.
To her estate.
No wonder. See, I wonder what happened with her kids, why they're not working. That's why. You don't need to work. If your mother's estate is getting $17 million a year, that's just one show. You know, she did a million other things. Wow, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, Tom Kenny, he voices SpongeBob. It's $11 million a year.
Hmm. Deserves it, just on the GIFs alone.
Goodman's only making $1 million a year off Roseanne.
Oh, really? Well, it wasn't his show.
Yeah.
She's making that cash.
Yeah, Kudrow, we know, makes $20 million a year.
That's amazing. That's incredible that everybody from Friends still makes $20 million a year off that show.
How does Buffy the Vampire Slayer still make money? Been off the air since 2003.
That was the biggest show on the planet.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, but it's been off the air for a long time. She's still making $1 million a year off of that show.
Look at all these other shows that have been off the air since the Lucille Ball, since the 50s, they're still making $17 million a year.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is not getting money per year. She got one chunk.
From Seinfeld?
From Seinfeld. She got $400 million.
$400 million?
In a chunk, yep.
And remember, she comes from a very wealthy family, and she probably made a really big salary on Veep. So,
yeah, because she was on that. Edie Falco, she made $26 million off of The Sopranos.
What'd she make off of Nurse Jackie?
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. And she's got a new show coming out, too. So she's going to be in something new. George Clooney's still making $13 million off of ER.
No.
Went off the air in 2009.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Still making that. Drake? How much does Drake make from Degrassi?
Degrassi High? He probably makes some money off of it because he was always savvy, wasn't he? Or no?
He makes $8 per month.
Oh, that's it? Oh, poor. Drake has plenty of money. It's okay. Drake is okay.